Welcome, everyone, to the March 9, 2017 Manatech Success Call. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. If you have questions during our call, you can send an email to ccqa@manatech.com. Some of the statements made during this call may be considered forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Listeners are cautioned when considering these forward-looking statements, as they speak only as of the date they were made. Actual results could materially differ from those expressed in forward-looking statements. Listeners are encouraged to obtain Manatech's recent filings filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that contain additional information about the company and its forward-looking statements. Copies of these and other such filings may be obtained by contacting Manatech's Investor Relations Department at ir@manatech.com or calling 972-471-6512 or visiting the Securities and Exchange website at www.sec.gov. Our co-hosts for today are Joe Allen Donnelly Hooper and Michael Vanderhoof. Both were introduced to Manatech through persistent in overcoming challenges. Joe Allen's husband experienced wellness challenges and was seeking answers, and through a healthcare professional's persistent recommendations, the Hoopers became product users and ultimately successful business builders in Manatech. Michael was already on a wellness path and was looking for a business to support his passion in wellness. Through a healthcare professional's recommendation and a persistent Manatech business builder, Michael and his wife have since used Manatech to fulfill their destiny and avocation. Joellen and Michael are going to talk about the conversational process that leads up to effectively using system.manatech.com. Joellen and Michael, the call is yours.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Well, Michael, we've had some talks before, but today we're going to talk about how do I, as a new business builder or perhaps a moderately experienced business builder, take all my networking and prospecting and bring it to a fruition through using system.manatech.com, a great tool, by the way, for those
Absolutely.
Of you who have not tried it yet.
So you and I spoke about talking about what it is that we want out of the process, because we're going to be asking people what it is that's important to them. We have spoken about the concept of form. Tell me about your family, your occupation, your recreation, what things you like to do for fun, and more on mission or what meaning making more money would mean to you, how that economically would affect you, that sort of thing. And it's a wonderful tool to be using with other people, but I think it might be helpful to start out and talk about what that means to you, the associate who's going to go out and talk to people before you go out there, to have a sense of why am I here. We used to have one of our leaders would start out his meetings by saying, I don't know why you're here, but let me tell you why I'm here. And he would go through and explain that. So do you want to start, Joellen, and kind of
Sure.
give us a sense of that?
Absolutely. In fact, that's exactly how I start my meetings, too. I don't know why you're here, but I know why I'm here. And that's vitally important. When you're going out and networking and prospecting with people, your internal belief in yourself, in the products, in the company are very important. And when you talk to people about their things that are important to them, they may turn around to you and say, so, what do you do? Why do you do what you're doing? And so knowing why, your why, for being in this business is vitally important. Now, Terry just introduced us and showed how we came to this business, and that is part of our why. You know, we were both on a quest, and these products and this business changed our lives. Make sure that you've done that for yourself. What is it that you love about this business? How has it worked for you? What do you like best about the business? Because you may be asked those questions when you're out networking and prospecting. So when I'm out networking and prospecting, I'm looking for three things that I respect and admire about people and three ways that this business could benefit them. But I better know the three things that I like about myself in doing this business, and three ways that this business has benefited me. So make sure you've done that work before you even step outside your door. There's a couple other things you need to do before you step out your door to network in order to get prospects to bring to success.manatech.com. And one of them is to plan what you're going to be doing that week. It sounds very simple, but before you can start a conversation, you have to do a little planning. Now, for some of us, planning is not our forte. You know, we'd rather just wing it and go out and do it. But a little bit of planning can really make you much more successful. And one of the things that we plan on our team is that on Sunday night, they'll check in with me and say, hey, I'm going to be out during the week prospecting and networking, and I might want to do a three-way call. What times would you be available? I'm going to be out networking Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I will give them time slots. I'll pencil them into my diary, and I will give them time slots that I'll be available for them. So they know when they're out there that they can then say, hey, hang on a second. That's a good question. Let me put you on the phone with someone who can answer it. Or if they want to have a testimony about something that this person is interested in, they could then call and do a three-way. Vitally important for new people to have that backup plan, especially if you're going out to do a 10-minute coffee. Now, Michael knows all about 10-minute coffees, even though it's a new skill for some of us. We've been trained on it. Most of us have trained on doing a 10-minute coffee. And you've been trained on it, right, Michael?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned something really important, that sense of when a new person starts, it's kind of like going on a heroic journey, as it were, and you really need to have allies and mentors and people to go with you, and that's really the role of what you provided for your new people and offering to have a three-way conversation or a sit-down meeting. It could be a one-on-one. Like I say, a coffee shop is perfect, and I think you actually built a very successful business just using that and sort of became branded on that, so I'll let you get into the details of it. But the essence of it for me was that I'm only asking for 10 minutes to a half hour, whatever it is. I mean, it could be, hey, let's meet for lunch, or it could be, let's go grab a quick coffee. But there is a sense that I'm not occupying someone's, you know, two-hour time slot. I'm just saying, hey, let's get together and see if there might be you mentioned something to me, and I'm curious to see if there might be a fit, that kind of thing, to create some curiosity around that. And know that it's a fairly bracketed time frame, whatever you can arrange with the person. But setting out with a 10-minute coffee is real easy to say yes to. So I'm going to have you talk about what you actually did with your people, because you, when I've been using this as well as of late, but you actually built a central part of your business doing the 10-minute coffee piece. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the exact process you used.
Absolutely. So again, on Sunday night, they check in, and they let me know when they're going to be out and about. What they normally do is let someone know, I'll meet you for coffee. I need a few minutes just to run something past you, or I just want to have a 10-minute coffee. There's two different reasons for getting together for these 10-minute coffees, as we call them. One may be a catch-up. Perhaps you haven't seen this person in a long time, and you want to catch up and find out what's happening in their life. Again, you're looking for ways that our business might benefit them, but mostly you want to catch up with them and get current with what's happening with them to see what would they like more of, what would they like less of, what's missing in their lives, in case there is a fit. The other reason for having a 10-minute coffee, maybe this is a brand new person you've never met before. And so you are definitely going to do a little more, I call it reconnaissance work. You're really looking to see what that person's like. You're looking for not just what they say, but how they say it. So when I'm at a 10-minute coffee or one of my people, I ask them to listen to what people say, but also what they don't say, through body language, through is the glass half full, is the glass half empty? You know, a little bit about their personality type. Because I'm looking potentially for people that I'm going to partner with in my business. I want to work with people I like. I've worked in corporate and government work, and I didn't get to know or get to choose who I worked with. In my business, I get to choose. That is one of the things I love most about my business. In fact, that's part of my why. I get to work with who I like to work with. So the 10-minute coffee is a fact-finding, but it is a listening. This isn't where you're going to pitch your deal. You're going to hear what they're saying, and you're going to find out more about them. Now, if you're brand new, you're not in a position to then say, hey, gee, I may have something for you. But if you are someone who is more versed, you could say, you know, Michael, when you said, you know, you were not real happy with your job and you're really looking for something else. Were you serious or are you just joking? Now, if they say they're serious, say, you know, I may have something for you. I'd love to set up a time to run something by you. You know, this might not be a good time. I'm real busy. You're real busy. But I'd love to set up a time when I could show you something that might be an answer to what you're looking for. Now, if, on the other hand, you know them well, they show they've got something missing in their lives, you may want to, right then and there, start to share a little bit. You might have your phone with you. You might have your Manatech Plus app with you. You might have your system.manatech.com. Be able to show them the little create interest videos. Depends on what your relationship with them is and what you've gathered, if you can really fulfill a need for them. And if not, this is the point where you're going to set an appointment and not say, hey, we'll get together sometime. Now, that's the big one for the posture. And it's also the one where if you've planned with your upline, you can get on the phone with him and say, hey, you know, upline, I'm sitting here talking to Michael, and he's really got a challenge with the work he's doing, and he's looking for something else. I'd love to set up a time when we can all get together and talk a little bit about what you're teaching me, what you're mentoring me with, and see if it's a fit for Michael. When's a good time for you? So you've used your 10-minute coffee as a fact-finding and as what they call in music a segue. You know, how do I change from getting to know you to would you like to take a look at something else? How's that sound to you, Michael?
You know, what I love about what you just did is that you really kept the focus on the essence of what we've been describing as form, what's going on with this person for their family, their job, their things they like to do, things that are really important to them, and use that 10 minutes as a way of drawing out what it is they want more of, what they, you know, want less of in many cases, but to really help them find something that excites their imagination about the possibility that maybe this is something that could help me out. And that process, that piece of stirring something inside of them, is the biggest part of the entire sales process. Is the whole thing is people have to sell themselves on the idea that this is something that will fit for my life, for what I'm looking for the way I'd like to live and the things I'd like to have, that kind of stuff. And that could end, you know, this could be end up being a customer conversation about quality of life, but our intent is also to find partners out there that want to join us in, that can get excited about what excites us, the quest of, you know, fulfilling our destiny or transforming the way healthcare works, where there's a wellness focus first. For me, that's important. It feels obvious, but that's not always it's not always apparent until you spend that time I loved what you said. When you're listening to someone, listening for what they say, but also for what they're not saying. I think you and I both like Carol McCall's work on listening about the three levels. Are a lot of people listen with, you know, they're distracted by six other things, or the second level that she describes is they're listening, but they're listening with an agenda. Where can I jump into this thing and tell them my story, you know? But the third level she really talks about is where the magic happens, is when we listen with a clear focus. We don't have, you know, there's no agenda for the next question. We're waiting to hear what they have to say before we ask for clarification, before we try to solve any other problems. We need to know exactly where they're coming from, and I like that. You do that quite elegantly, and I think it's a lot, in large part, one of the key pieces behind your success in using it and getting to presidential. And I think, well, I forget how you said that. Was it, I'm going to go to have a Joe Ellen with someone, I think was the term.
My team in England calls it Joe Ellening. I travel. One of the things as an upline, I like to go to where my people live and visit them for a day to see how they interact with their family, with their community, and go to the coffee shop with them and meet a few people that they know and also show them how to begin conversations with strangers. Mm-hmm. And I tell them what I'm doing is reintroducing you to your community in a way that you cannot introduce yourself. So working with your upline, they can introduce the business and reintroduce you to your prospective customer or partner in an elegant way that you can't. I can't introduce myself as, you know, some special person, but someone else can do that for me. That's why we always love having Terry introduce us, because it makes us feel very special. And you who are sitting on the other line may not know us from Adam, but you've got a little inkling of how we came to Manatech and why it's important to us. And that's exactly what we're doing when we're doing these conversations in coffee shops or in people's homes and things like that, because we're listening. We're listening for the gap and the hunger. We're looking for, and I like the way you said it, was loyal customers. Or I think, I like, you used a phrase earlier, loyal customers, passionate, or enthusiastic supporters, and passionate partners. And that really is it. Those are the three groups of people that we're looking for. Some who just want the products and will never share it with anyone. I have one gal who sits on top of my powerful, powerful business leg, has only recommended it to one person in 20 years. She could be presidential in a flash, but that's not important to her. The products are. Then we have enthusiastic supporters who probably get their products for free and they recommend it to a few people, but really they like just being part of something and helping, and they're just happy to be here. And then we have our passionate partners who can take this to the world and help lots and lots of people. So you're not just looking for business partners when you do the 10-minute coffee. You're looking for customer supporters and partners.
Yeah.
And they will give you clues. They will tell you what they want. Now, not everybody knows what they want, and you may have to ask them, because some people are very reserved. Some people are very outgoing. The reserved people may ask more questions than they'll tell you about themselves. The direct people, they're going to tell you everything that's on their mind, whether or not you want to hear it. And that's another aspect of these 10-minute coffees and these conversations. Besides listening, we're also getting to, you know, having good, deep listening. You're going to be listening for their personality type. And that's for a training for another time. And we're very blessed in Manatech to have Sona Vanderhoop, who is one of the best trainers in the personality types. But you need to know who you are, not just why you want Manatech or why it's important to you, but how you function, how you operate in the world, and how you look at the world. Because once you know how you look at the world, you may think everybody thinks like you. And you'll be wrong about 75% of the time, because there's basically four kinds of personality types. There's a lot more, but there's four basics. And in listening, you're going to be listening for that. I won't get into a lot of depth on it, but do note that when you're asking questions of people, pay attention to how they answer. Are they real direct with you? Are they a little more reserved? Also, do they give you more facts, or do they tell you more about how they feel? And those will help you then know which tools to direct them to in our system. And we have lots of tools. But you need to know about them, their wants and needs, and how they think and feel and learn, so that you can point them in the right direction. Now, if you're having this 10-minute coffee and someone really says they have lots of wants and needs and they seem enthusiastic and they fit your personality type and there's someone you think you could really work with, then be direct with them. Say, we need to talk. We need to sit down. I would love to have you work with me. And you set an appointment. Now, I don't know how many of you here have set appointments with people. And sometimes, maybe because our posture, because we've set it in a way like, yeah, let's get together next Tuesday and we'll talk about it. Kind of iffy. Michael has an incredible expression that he learns that talks about how to have a posture for setting an appointment that really helps people step up. Michael, how about those most people?
Yeah. Thanks, Joanne. That was great. What Joanne's getting at is after we've reached the point where that we've touched something and people are very, now they're engaged and they're curious and they see this is something that might help me. I learned this from another networker, and it's called the most people skill. And in essence, what it is saying, you know, say I was talking to Joe Allen for the first time. You know, Joe Allen, most people, when they find out that there's an answer to this this challenge they're having in their life, whether that's health or financial, when they find out there's an answer to that kind of challenge, they get very excited, and they really want to know more, and they're ready to step in and set an appointment and follow through and get started right away. But some people aren't. Some people would rather just sit back, let life go by, sit on the couch, watch some TV, have a beer, and never quite step in to fulfill in their family's destiny. Now, I'm really excited to have this appointment with you, and I'm really looking forward to helping you get where you really want to go because you're such a serious person. So that's the essence of it, and it's the idea is confirming their integrity. You want them, you're giving them two groups of people to be a part of. You can be the people who keep their word, who step into life, they seize life, and they see a way of accomplishing their goals and dreams, and they take advantage of it. And, you know, the hesitation is, well, some people don't, you know. One of the reasons behind doing this is whenever we start, everybody has a sales filter. In other words, when it feels like they're being sold something or whatever, their resistance level goes up. We get approached by so many different advertising messages and people calling us and knocking on the door and fundraising. There's a natural need to have a level of sales resistance. And the idea is the best way to not raise that resistance or raise the sales filter, as he calls it, is to create curiosity. And so you create curiosity along the way, but when it gets down to this part of we've set the appointment, the idea is to, it's, they call it the invisible close, by confirming their integrity. You know, most people are excited, enthusiastic. They really want to achieve their goals, but some people don't, you know. And given those two choices, it's pretty obvious which group you want to be in, because we all want to be in the group that's fun and exciting and going somewhere, and we don't want to be just sitting on the couch not doing anything. So that's the concept behind it. The interesting thing is that you can go as far as you want to, usually with the negative part, because they don't want to be in that group anyway. So the idea behind it is to really help them, make it easy for them to say yes, by affirming their goals and talking about, you know, how most people really get excited about what it is that we're offering. So that helped to clarify it, Joanne?
Absolutely. And yeah. Now, you know, we're doing all these conversations. We're doing all this questioning. We're doing this appointment setting to get people to look at different tools. And we really are excited that one of the tools that Manatech has brought out for us is system.manatech.com, which is a step-by-step process that takes people through the core things that we need to do, which is create interest, you know, share information, follow up with people, and get them started. Whether they're getting started on product, whether they're getting started in the business, doesn't matter. The steps are still very similar. And once you've found out what they're looking for, once you've set that appointment, now you're going to sit down and decide what tools you're going to share with them. And I like the way it's divided up in system.manatech.com in that there's some materials that focus on product, there's some that focus on business. There's some niche markets, you know, maybe it's the True Health, which is a great way to get people's interest. I like that they call it True Health, not True Thinness, true Fat Loss. It's True Health. So that appeals to a lot of people on a lot of levels. And there's tools within the site that will let you direct people. And if you've asked good questions and you've taken good notes, and make sure when you're sitting down, let me do a back step here. When you're sitting down doing that 10-minute coffee or a gathering with people, ask them permission. Say, do you mind if I take notes? I don't want to miss anything. You know, and I, you can use your own memory. Say, you know, I don't want to trust things to memory, but I really would like to know more. So do you mind if I take notes? That it's been one of the best tools that I've ever used because I don't have a great memory. I talk to a lot of people. What people want to know is you heard what they said so that when you set that appointment and you follow up with them, and when you said, were you serious when you said such and such before you set the appointment, they know that you've heard what they said. So if someone says, yeah, my son wants to go to this great college, but we can't put him through that. I don't know if he'll get enough scholarships. You hear the pain. You listen. And when you get back together with them and you say, you know, were you serious that you really weren't sure he'd be able to go to that college? He's such a bright kid and he really deserves that. You know, I might have something that could help you. That, knowing you heard what they said, and then giving them a tool that's in alignment with what they said, financial or health-wise. I'll tell you why that's so important. Years ago, one of my associates had a friend that they knew would just be so good at helping with our children's project. Just, they loved children so much. They had five of their own. And three of them were grown and two were at home. And they just, they started talking about the children and the trips and the helping with the delivering products and mission trips and on and on and on and on. And they were getting pushback from their friend. And it wasn't for a couple of weeks that they found out that these people were barely able to hang on to their house. And they were so nervous about losing their home. But if they had taken time to ask questions and listen, they would have been able to ask them if they wanted to take a look at something that might get them out of that financial bind. But they totally missed it. And I don't think they've ever repaired that relationship because they were pushing so hard, thinking they knew what the other person wanted. And that was a huge learning for this person. It was a huge learning for our entire team because we felt the pain that they felt because they really wanted to help this person. But they didn't take the time to listen. Now we have tools that can help us step-by-step take people through the process of overcoming. You know, people worry about, am I going to be able to do this? How will I do this? How will I find time? Will my upline be able to train me? I'm looking in my business for partners who are very self-motivated, that are self-starters. The website is great for them because they can do it in their own time. But I also have people who need a little more guidance. So I lead them through the website, and I give them some homework on the website to help them stay focused. Either way, it's a great tool that can lead you from a conversation to a convert and a partner. So make sure you're using all these tools and begin with conversations. And begin with conversations with your upline to set those appointments. Michael?
Yeah.
Anything that we need to wrap up on this?
Yeah, that was great. I really appreciate what you had to say about the loyal customers because it tends to be the foundation of our business is people that really enjoy the products, enthusiastic supporters, and passionate partners. And what I heard in that last segment you did was really this is a journey in a relationship. This is an ongoing development. And the more their trust is built, more confidence is built in that process that you're going to be there for them. You as an upline are going to be there for them to take them by the hand and lead them through the scary parts and help them with where are the resources, help me develop some tools and some skills along the way. And at each point, I mentioned the most people skill, but really at each point you want to be setting, whenever you finish a meeting, set the next appointment, get the next thing going. So that's an ongoing piece, and the relationship continues. I think you mentioned to me earlier before the call about, you know, people that you when you did some follow-up work, the one thing that happened why the people dropped off the products or dropped away from the business was they didn't feel that support. They didn't feel like Joellen, well, it wasn't you, it was somebody else, but that person wasn't there for them, or maybe just signed them up and then kind of moved on and forgot about them. And that's really, it's important that we do that for our own business, but it's important that we do that for the greater benefit of the Manitech community. So I really appreciate your thoughts on that. So
No, you make it sound like I'm an expert, but I will tell you that all the things that I'm teaching here today, all the not-to-dos, were hard-learned lessons because I did them. I did it all wrong before I did it all right. And maybe I kind of think of it like when we send our children out to ride a bike and we know they're going to fall off. So we can go out and hold the bike for them, and or we can stand back and peek out the window and say a prayer, but, you know, let them pick themselves up and brush themselves off. So there's that learning curve in this business. We'll make mistakes. We will upset some of our friends. We will, you know, do things totally backwards. But the truth is that that learning is so much more profound, because when we've done it wrong, we'll remember that a long time and try not to do it again. And when we do it right and we win, that becomes the guideline for helping other people.
But get back up on the bike.
Get back on the bike. You know, and so it's been 20 years, and it's been a steep learning curve, but it's been a delightful journey in getting to know people. And there's lots of people out there that have come into my business because I excited them about a product. And they ordered for a while, and they went away. And there's been people who came in and thought the business would be great. They were looking for something. They were looking for some money, and they got started, and they went away. And in every one of those instances, I can tell you that the missing piece was the relationship and the alignment with what they said on the outside matched what they felt on the inside, and we plugged them into the tools that helped them align with those things. So it begins with listening and asking good questions. It begins with following the system, very simple system. The work is hard, but simple. Hard because it takes time and patience, but it's a very simple system, kind of like putting on your shoes or brushing your teeth. Once you learn it, it will become second nature to you. The thing that you'll learn every day is how surprising people can be and how different and how wonderful. And that's very important, too. Just a quick note. In my business, I'm not looking for more people like me. I'm looking for people who complement my skills, people who challenge me, who make me grow, who bring to the table an entirely different set of skills than I have. I don't need more of me. I need more people that round out my business and bring all the different strengths to the table, because then I can serve more people. So sometimes we're more comfortable talking to people that are a lot like us. But snap out of that and really begin to talk to all kinds of people and learn and grow, because there's lots of people out there that need us.
Find some different personality types than our own, in other words, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And hopefully, you know, Sona will give us some great tools for help on that. I think we're probably right at our time frame here, so this is a good time to turn it back over to Miss Terry, and she can wrap things up.
Well, thank you, folks, for listening, and back over to you, Terry.
Thank you for joining us today. Replay listening information will be available at manatechlive.com under the conference call tab. If you have questions or comments regarding today's call or its contents, you can email ccqa@manatech.com.